Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, everybody is jockeying for position in the final week of high school football regular season tonight. A lot on the line, or tomorrow night, excuse me. A lot on the line for Burns High School, Cole, as they face
Bowling Springs on Friday.
We're going to get to our high school football expert, the man to talk to in the state of South Carolina when it comes to high school football, besides Cole, of course, Lou Bezjak
of the state newspaper.
Lou, how many years of this of covering high school football does this make for you? And is it hard to have one stand out as just an exceptional, exciting high school season? And kind of where does this one land in your general memory of covering high school football?
I think this is 25 years, 23 in South Carolina. So yeah, they're all pretty good. And it's good this time of the year, the last week of the season. And just, I don't remember a week where so much was on the line as far as last week of the season and some teams that haven't been here in a while. You look at teams like Indian Land playing Northwestern. Who would have thought that would be so much riding on that one? And you got Irmo Dutch Fork for 2 years in a row, and it's going to be a great week. And just and then Saturday when the brackets come out, kind of looking them over and seeing what kind of playoffs. I think we're going to have a pretty wide open postseason.
And that's why we're having you on, man. You're right. You said it, a very consequential week on Friday, as there are some games tomorrow as well, with Halloween being on Friday. We have a Wren Westside tomorrow night as a region champion. Let me ask you this, man. For those out there listening in the upstate that may not understand the weekend that we're about to see in high school football and just how some of those scenarios could play out, to your point, you look at a game like Dutch Fork Irmo. You also mentioned Indian Land. What jumps off the page to you that really you think could be a deciding factor in terms of how far a certain team could go that we might see it go this way, we might see it go that way, just depending on what happens Friday night?
Yeah, you look at Dutch Fork's Irmo, for instance. Dutch Fork, both teams are going to get a first-round bye, but you look, if Dutch Fork loses and Dorman wins on Friday, Dorman will have home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and Dutch Fork would have to go there, assuming Dorman continues to win. Irmo is kind of in a better spot. Win or lose, I think they're the number one overall seed, because even if they finish second, Division II lower state, there's no region champions in that bracket. And Irmo is by far the highest in the RPI. Indian Land, Northwestern, and that's for it. I mean, it's number one. It's for region championship and the number one overall seed in 5A Division II playoffs. I mean, they're 1-2. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. I don't see either of them getting leaped for sure. So those two kind of stand out. We got another one, Camden and AC Flora. That's for second place in 4A. But the second place finishers in all the regions, top two are guaranteed. You know, and then they start seeding by RPI then. So you lose You lose that, you lose a chance for a second home playoff game if you lose that game on tomorrow night, because we got a bunch of games on Thursday night here as well.
Lou, is there a team or two, especially here in the upstate, but statewide as well, across all different classifications, that you think has kind of that puncher's chance, a team that has acquitted themselves well, played well when they're punching up a little bit, that pretty much nobody on the tippy tops of these brackets, 1-2, kind of wants to see them come up in their bracket?
We're talking about upstate teams, you said?
Upstate or the entire state.
Yeah, I mean, you look, I think Teal Hanna's kind of in a good spot. I'm kind of curious to Greenwood, and if I think they have, they're so athletic in that, and they can make things happen. And the way Dorman, the way they played last week, I mean, that's an impressive showing. And I think they really kind of turned some heads by the shutout win last week as well. In our area, like I said, Irma, Dutch Fork, I think Newberry. I mean, they're right there. They have a chance to have an undefeated regular season. They're in 3A, but they have a chance to make some noise. I think Oceanside's still the favorite in 3A, but I mean, from the upper state, I think Newberry has a chance to maybe get there to play for a state championship.
Lou, when you look at the latest statewide media poll that you can find on thefanupstate.com, for any of those Tolos out there listening that have not had a chance to look at it, Irma 1, Northwestern 2, Dutch Fork 3, Greenwood, Somerville, James Island, Indian Land, Hanna at 8, Sumter at 9, Dorman at 10. When you look at that top 10 right there in 5A, first of all, man, so many good teams, and still so many good teams on the outside looking in. Of those 10, which of those do you feel like has a legitimate chance of hoisting the trophy in Class 5A? We know there's two divisions, Division 1 and Division 2, so there will be two 5A state champions. But you've seen a lot of football, obviously more in the Midlands this year, but who do you feel like has a legitimate puncher's chance of bringing it home this year?
I think we Dutch Fork, Irmo. I think Dorman has a good chance. I think no one saw kind of James Island. They're going to come out of, I think they have a good chance to come out of the lower James Island, Somerville, coming out of the 5A Division I lower state. Another team that and not in that top 10, Carolina Forest. And Sumter just came in the rankings. I got to see them last week. They played a heck of a game beating Ridgeview, who I thought I still think has a chance to make some noise in the playoffs. But Sumter, it's kind of a team no one's talking about. They lost early to White Knoll, and I think they have a really good shot the way they run the ball. Their defense is kind of suspect, but they can put up some points, and they did that against Ridgeview on Friday.
Lou, I'm going to ask you kind of a big picture question that's kind of got a lot of different facets to it. With this being the last year of the current alignment and classification, and they're going to look at it at the end of the year and kind of shake some things up a little bit. Number one, do you think every other year is a little too often to realign this thing? And number two, can you kind of just go through the priorities of the South Carolina High School League and what they're looking to accomplish with reclassification? Are they trying to put more power programs with more power programs, or are they trying to make each region relatively equal with a mix of you know, A-tier, B-tier, and C-tier programs?
Yeah, I think maybe every 3 years might be a little bit better to do realignment, but you got some new schools in that coming in, so it's kind of good to, I mean, every two is fine. I think this year you're seeing a shift. Last realignment, you saw it was top heavy, and they decided to split 5A with, I mean, you got 54 teams. I think it's going to be the opposite this realignment. I think you're going to see 60, 65, 70 teams, maybe Class A. I think Class A could be split like that, and I think you're going to see smaller classifications up in the bigger ones, up, and then you could see maybe 40 in the 30s for 3A, 4A, 5A. So I think it's going to be a little bit different, maybe a little bit back to what, I mean, they used to have the Big 16 and then the other group. So I think you're going to see that. And I also think you're going to see, we kind of saw it now with the Division 1, I mean, 5A Division 1, 5A Division 2 teams in, same region, but I mean, and I think you're going to see that now. You're going to have 5A teams and 4A teams in the same region. And I think all classifications will probably go to the RPI as well to decide for the postseason to make things simpler. I think that's going to be more, I mean, we see it in 5A, 4A, and 3A kind of changes the way brackets a little bit too, but I think you're going to see RPI kind of being the decisive thing going forward.
Now, Lou, help.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. Help me out with something. I've heard when it comes to reclassification at the end of the year, I've heard different things in terms of how they reclass, if they go from the top to the bottom or if they reclass starting at the bottom and work their way to the top. I've heard this conversation a few times in the past few weeks with schools that may be on the fringe of like 5A. Take, for example, like a Gaffney, who is one of the smaller schools in 5A that could be on the fringe of falling to 4A. Does the reclassification and where they start and how they reclass determine and dictate who might could be moved down to 4A? I've also heard that with Northwestern as well.
Yeah, that does, and we look at Irmo too. They're kind of like in the mix. They're in Division II, so they could maybe drop to 4A as well. And then sometimes you could petition if you want to. Some schools they may be classified in 4A. Maybe they want to move to 5A just so they could have play teams closer. That has geography also has things to do with it as far as region placement and that. I think they're, like I said, I think if they're going to build from the bottom up, and last time it was the top down. So I think you're going to see more of a Class A, as long as they want to make sure that you can have enough for state championships and stuff other than football, the other sports, because 1A and 2A has, doesn't have a lot of soccer programs, stuff like that, volleyball. So I think that they're making sure that they have enough to host championships that way. So, like I said, I think you're going to stay about maybe 30.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
36, 40 team, like 5A, 4A. At least that's my opinion. It could change. And I mean, we'll see, probably get a better picture in the next few weeks. And then I think the first thing go out maybe right around Christmas break as far as the classification part. And then they can start breaking things down in the regions from there.
So, Lou, a school that comes up fairly regularly when we talk about, man, they just get a tough draw around here is Wade Hampton. They have to go play a powerhouse schedule week in and week out, and they have struggled over the years to kind of maintain against that kind of schedule. Is that a school that you think could try to petition to drop down into a classification to give them a chance to be successful? Because I don't think anybody wants to see any high school program just be a perennial punching bag that way, like that.
Yeah. Hopefully they can drop in. I mean, also, it just depends too, the multiplier. Where are they getting their students from? A lot of these schools might be smaller as far as the enrollment, but you're getting your kids outside of the classification, outside of your district. You want to see that. We have a school down here, Dreher. It's kind of the same way. Most sport, they're kind of competitive in 4A, but if they were dropped down to 3A, they could be a lot more competitive. Richland Northeast also kind of falls into that predicament as well. Yeah, you hate that. You want to kind of have these teams kind of on a level playing field with, the same amount of students, around the same amount of students. It's not going to be perfect anytime, but,
Lou, to kind of follow up to that, I'm sure there's somebody out there listening today that doesn't understand how the multiplier works, because to Diesel's question about Wade Hampton, you answered by bringing up the multiplier. Can you go into depth on that and how that might hurt a school like Wade Hampton?
Yeah, it's, I mean, every school has an attendance zone in your district, and every student that comes outside of your attendance zone counts as three students. So if you have, like, if you're a school, I don't know what they're, if they have like a magnet program that kids are going there as far as, you know, out of district kids that want to study and as far as academics. And that's kind of what it's there for. And it doesn't take into consideration if these kids are athletes. I mean, that was a thing brought up. Hey, why don't you use the multiplier only if the kids are playing sports, which, I mean, that could possibly be done, but I think that would be kind of tough to judge. But that or decreasing the multiplier maybe to two instead of three, that's also a possibility as well.
Just curious, Lou, I know that we talked about this a lot last year when we were in the high school boys and girls basketball tournaments. What's going on with the venues this year? Is everything squared away the way that it should be and to everybody's liking?
Yeah, football, everything's at SC State for another year, at least one more year. South Carolina was not an option because construction, as soon as the Clemson game's over, they're going to start construction. I don't even know next year. We'll see where they stand with the construction. Basketball, lower state championships will remain at Florence. The upper state is going to be at neutral site of the two teams choosing. I don't know if you have multiple games there. And then the state championships will be back at Colonial Life Arena, I believe, over a three-day span because of the extra classifications. You're going to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So, yeah, everything, they worked hard. I know some of the people were involved to get things back to Colonial Life, and they tried it with Florence, the one-site thing, and obviously there was a lot of objection and everything. And we'll see how things go in upstate as far as if you get maybe two or couple games at one site. I don't know how that's all going to work. I think you'll know more towards when the playoffs. I mean, it just depends on what teams can agree on, and they'll have a few days to work things out and get sites and venues. It'll be a little different, but I think the smaller venues and maybe bigger crowds, that way you won't have as much travel. So I think everyone is hoping this works out a little bit better.
Lou, real quick, a couple to throw at you from the text line. RJ says, question for Lou, what are his thoughts on Region 2 5A and how things have played out? And also to tag along with that, text from the 803 says, so who does Dorman need to win for Irmo or Dutch Fork? Not really sure the question there. I guess he or she is asking who would Dorman rather win.
If you're a Dorman fan, you want Irmo to beat Dutch Fork.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so that way Dutch Fork will be a 2-seed, assuming Dorman beats Eastside,
sure.
Right? Dorman plays
Eastside,
right. Correct?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah,
yep.
So but if Dorman's the region champ and Dutch Fork is not, I think they will be they have the highest RPI of the region champion. And what was the other one as far as?
He was just asking, RJ was asking your thoughts on how Region 2 5A is shaking out.
Yeah, what do you think? How do you think it's shaking out for you guys? Is it gone? It's kind of been crazy,
the SEC.
Right?
You know?
Yeah. They're just beating up on each other. I mean, and I think that's going to help these teams going for teams that have tougher regions and played. Yeah. I think you're going to be tested in less of like games like this weekend. Irmo, Dutch Fork, yeah. I mean, they're not going to see each other again in the playoffs, but they might not play a team as good as they're going to play this weekend as well, possibly. So I think it benefits playing in better regions, and I know, I mean, that region is awesome, Region 2 5A. So, yeah, it's been fun to see how things have gone there.
Lou, just out of curiosity for myself, because I've never thought to ask this question of Cole, and I don't think I've ever asked you this question either, why do the South Carolina high school leagues not use Clemson as a site for state championships? Is it just because of its location in the far northwest corner of the state, or is it availability or travel, or what's why would they not
it's far. They did one, I think, since I've been doing this, they've done it twice. And a few years ago, I forget to get the guy's name that had the proposal at one of the meetings. They're trying to make a big deal to get the championships there, make things a little bit bigger deal. I think giving teams travel money, but it's just, I think one of the years, I think Bluffton made the championship, and they had to go Bluffton all the way to Clemson. That's a pretty much of a haul. I think it's just more Orangeburg, Columbia, kind of centrally located. You don't have as many big football stadiums, too. Citadel, I guess, but I don't think Citadel is an option. So I think middle of the state's kind of good. And even though COVID year, we had Spring Valley, which has a pretty big stadium. It's just parking's the issue there. They were able to host a state championship game. I remember when Daniel and Camden played in 3A. And Benedict's hosted as well. It's just more neutral site. Clemson would be a fine site. I think it's just, a lot of the teams coming from, if you get a team from like Myrtle Beach or the Low Country coming up, it's just a far haul.
And then 2008, Burns-Dorman state championship at Clemson with Marcus Lattimore, with Burns and Dorman rematch for the state championship. So it doesn't happen much. Lou, real quick, one more texter ask, will there be two divisions in 5A next year?
I do not think so. I think if we have two divisions, it's going to be in Class A. I don't think you're going to have a two split like you are. That was the agreement. That's why I think it's going to be a smaller 5A. Like I said, it's 54 this year time. I think maybe 40. You're going to be looking at 40, and it's more of a normal and manageable. You don't need to split if it's like that. That's my opinion. That's what I've understood so far. Things may change, but from my understanding, that's what we're going to see.
Lou, you're the best. Have fun. I'm assuming you're at Irmo Dutch Fork Friday, right?
Correct. And Camden AC Floor on Thursday. Yep.
Who wins Irmo Dutch Fork? Probably the biggest game in the state Friday night. Who wins?
It's hard to pick against Tom Knotts, but I've seen both a couple times. I'm going to go Irmo close.
I like it. I like it. Thanks, Lou. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Okay, bye.
Lou Bezjak, the state newspaper. It's going to be a big, big game on Friday, and I think he's right. I think Irmo has a good shot. But, man, lot to unpack from that, Diesel. That was good stuff from
Lou. Wealth of knowledge.
Wealth of knowledge he is. We've got to get to the headlines, the Daily Wires. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.